Speaking with colleague Jonathan Shanzer of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, what have the Qataris achieved by hosting the gangsters ahead of Hamas? What have the Qataris achieved by inviting the Arab League or the Arab tribes or the Arab groups around them, the Arab countries, to gather for an emergency meeting in Doha? What have the Qataris achieved for themselves? Jonathan explains. Much more of this later tonight.
Well, look, the Arab League, the Muslim world, when it gets together, there's a lot of bluster about Israel and cutting it off from the United Nations. Of course, that doesn't seem to be happening. I would keep an eye on a few things. I mean, one is the recognition of a Palestinian state, which could, there will be likely a vote or some sort of measure at the United Nations coming up quite soon in New York. That's something to keep an eye on. But the other thing that I think is more frightening, if you will, is that we're at the fifth anniversary of the Abraham Accords. And there are countries, the UAE, Bahrain, Morocco, that have entered into these peace agreements with Israel. And they're feeling immense pressure from the Qataris and from others around the region right now to cut off those ties. As beneficial as they have been to both Israel and these Arab states, they're feeling the pressure right now. The Qataris would love nothing more than to drive a wedge between Israel and their Arab friends. And so that's something that I am watching right now as well. But there's a lot on the line. So far, if you ask me, the Qataris have not prevailed. They have succeeded in one way and one way only, and that is that they have kept this, what appears to be a failed attack on Hamas, on their soil. They have kept it in the media day in and day out. The headlines have remained focused on this. The criticism toward Israel has been blistering, and that is exactly what the Qataris were hoping to achieve.